sea-smelling grasses. The youth sprang to his feet at the sight of her, and his big brown eyes kindled to a glow. Mrs. Longworth smiled to him. They had been great friends all summer. He was a lanky, overgrown lad of 15 or 16, odd and shy and dreamy, scarcely possessing a speaking acquaintance with others at the hotel. But he and Mrs. Longworth had been congenial from their first meeting. In many ways, he was far older than his years, but there was a certain ineradicable boyishness about him to which her heart warmed. "You are the very person I was just going in search of. I've news to tell. Sit down." He spoke eagerly, patting the big grey boulder beside him with his slim brown hand. For a moment, Beatrice hesitated. She wanted to be alone just then, but his clever, homely face was so appealing that she yielded and sat down. Stephen flung himself down again contentedly in the grasses at her feet, pillowing his chin in his palms.